the children have all grown with children of their own. If only I was younger than I am.
Everybody wants to be 21.
Our next guest on Downtown has had quite an amazing career in the music business. 7 number one songs on the country charts, over 40 top 10 hits, and has written scores of hits for other people along the way. He's been a television show host. He's been an actor in soap operas. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Grand Ole Opry, and just about every songwriting Hall of Fame out there. You heard a little clip from his latest album, Anderson, a song he recorded with country star Jamie Johnson. The great whisperin' Bill Anderson joins us this afternoon. I believe either the first or second interview I ever did in my radio career was with you some 40 many years ago.
Well, if your career survived that, then you've done well.
Well, it was either you or Sonny James, and all I came away remembering was, man, if everybody is as nice as those two guys, this will be a pretty easy gig.
Oh, my goodness. Where were you then?
Right here. I'm gone anywhere. That's my career. I've crossed town in 45 years.
Well, it's a big town.
Well, I want to talk with you, first of all, about the wonderful Ken Burns documentary on country music. We've talked to Ken about it and Roseanne Cash and Kathy Mattea. How did you get involved in that project?
Well, I got a phone call through my publicist, I guess, was how it started back in the beginning. It's been, golly, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, since I recorded my part and heard what was going down, that he was doing it. And I'm such a big fan of Ken Burns and his work. I'm a big baseball fan, and, of course, I followed his baseball documentary, and I thought anything Ken Burns puts his hand on and I got a chance to be a part of it, I want to take advantage of that. So I was tickled to death that I got the call.
And so obviously as a fan of his, you had a pretty good idea that he would cover the task thoroughly, but boy, it's such a big subject. But from what I've seen, he managed to touch all the bases.
Well, he really did. He's just the best at what he does, and surrounds himself with people. Dayton Duncan, who wrote the I guess the script, as it were. There's no script really, but he edited it and all. And they're just such consummate professionals. It was so much fun to work with them and to watch the way that they did things. It was just top notch all the way.
Well, and it really reminds us that the story of country music is in many ways the story of America. People growing up in all kinds of diverse backgrounds, but found their way to this music, and the story continues. But it really is a remarkable piece that he's put together. We had a chance to watch the whole thing, and I can't wait for the rest of the country to see it in September.
Well, I can't either, because I think it's going to... I was thinking earlier today, knowing that we were going to talk about this, I was thinking, you know, I think this documentary will kind of affirm to my generation, the older generation, that what we thought country music was and is really did happen. We're going to actually see this footage. And to the younger audience, it's going to say, hey, country music was here long before Garth Brooks came along. And I think that, and no disrespect to Garth whatsoever, because I love him and love what he's done for our format. But I'm just saying that country music history is rich and deep, and I think it's going to kind of bring it home to all generations.
Well, the other part that I think is very poignant is that so many people that Ken and his people interviewed have passed away since those interviews, one of them being your friend Mac Wiseman. You had a wonderful tribute to him on your website, and it really creates a historical record for those members of the country music family who are no longer with us.
Well, it does, and that will strike both a chord of nostalgia, I think, and maybe a note of sadness as we realize that we have lost so many of the people who contributed so much to this format.
Bill, I want to talk about your remarkable career, and there's a reason you're so good with us radio guys, because you started out in the business back in Georgia.
I had a 1,000-watt daytime AM radio station that on a good day you could pick it up 30 miles down the road. But I love radio, and I envy you guys that get to work in it on a daily basis, because it was in my blood from a very early age, and it's still in my blood. I love radio and love the fact that it provided me with a great foundation for being in the music business.
Of course, while you were working in radio, you wrote a little tune. It did fairly well. City Lights certainly opened up a lot of doors for you.
I've heard that song. Boy, it did open up the doors. It really did. Of course, I wrote it up on top of a little tiny three-story hotel in a little town called Commerce, Georgia. Had no idea the night that I put it down on the back of an old radio station envelope that it was going to do what it did and be the catalyst, the jumping off place for a career that I hadn't even dreamed of at that point. But it just goes to show in this crazy business, you know, it just one little thing like that can just turn your whole world upside down, and that's what it did for me.
Well, it led you to move to Nashville, eventually signing with Decca Records, and then a remarkable string of hits. So many of them are just classics, so like Tip of My Fingers, of course, Poe Folks, Mama Sang a Song, and then for you, none bigger than Still, which became a huge crossover hit as well. Did you ever think, growing up in South Carolina, that you'd be played on those rock and roll stations?
They used to tell me, they'd say, Anderson, you couldn't go pop with a mouthful of firecrackers. But I proved them wrong once. You just never know.
We're talking with Bill Anderson here on Downtown. You had a great string of duet hits in the 60s with Jan Howard. It's so good to see her on the Ken Burns series as well. Later with Mary Lou Turner. Is it different being a good duet partner? What's the key to that? Because you were one of the most successful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was very blessed. I had two wonderful duet partners, two great ladies, and had at least one number one record with both of them. You know, I don't know. The duet thing is, you learn to do a little more give and take, I guess, maybe, than you do when you're just working on your own or just recording on your own. You have to kind of certainly consider the other person and their viewpoints and their input. And Jan and Mary Lou both, but neither one of them was afraid to stand up and say, hey, I think we ought to do it like this, or no, I don't think we ought to do it this way. And I was just so fortunate to be able to work with each one of them. I had 7 years with Jan and 7 years with Mary Lou, and I wouldn't take anything for either one of those.
Do you think of yourself first as a singer or as a songwriter?
Oh, golly, I don't know. Songwriter, probably, because songwriting is what opened the doors for me and allowed me to become a performer and do some things. I'm not a great singer, technically. I know that. I have a style, and I've been able to develop a style. I guess, if I were to fall over dead tomorrow, and I hope I don't, I think the thing that I would be remembered for, if anything, would probably be the songs first and foremost. Yeah.
Well, and so many classics that others have recorded. Connie Smith's two biggest hits, Cincinnati, Ohio, Once a Day, Two Teardrops for Steve Warner, music that has been recorded by the likes of Kenny Chesney, Brad Paisley, Alison Krauss, and still out there writing songs and recording with some of today's biggest country stars, the Jamie Johnsons of the world. They all want to record with Whisperin' Bill.
Well, I want to record with them, too, and long as they want to do it, I'll try to do my part. I love being around some of these young, new writers and performers because I learn from them. They say they learn from me, and if they do, that's great. But when I can get with one of these young writers, and I've been writing with several of them that you haven't even heard of yet, but I think some that you're going to, it energizes me. It's like, hey, you know, these kids weren't even born when City Lights came out or when Still came out. And here we are sitting down together trying to create something for their fans and for my fans. It energizes me. It really does. And I enjoy the fact that I've been able to do it as long as I have.
You also have had a very successful second career on television as a TV talk show host, a game show host, and even, what was it, 2 or 3 years doing daytime drama.
Oh, go ahead. Call it a soap opera. My whole life, people ask me about being at the soap opera, which was a show called One Life to Live on ABC. People say, you were in a soap opera. I say, my whole life has been a soap opera. So that was fun. You know, I knew nothing about game shows. I knew nothing about soap operas, and all of a sudden found myself in the middle of them. And I treated it as part of the learning process. You know, you learn something every day if you can. And I learned that those are two terrific worlds full of a lot of great and talented people. And I was just glad to get to kind of stick my nose in the door there for a while.
Well, you've also done a show that I think, much like what Ken Burns is doing, is a great testament to the history of country music and the country's family reunion on RFD TV. I can't get enough of it. I love it. It's great to see all the giants of country music together with some of the youngsters. And man, it's a great education and some amazing memories as well.
Well, I agree with you. I've got the great education out of it. Just somebody asked me the other day, said, do you learn anything when you go in there? I said, I learn something every time somebody opens their mouth, because even though I know these people and I've crossed paths with them, a lot of them for years and years, they'll come up with something as we sit there in that circle and say, by the way, did I ever tell you about the time? And then here comes something that is brand new to me. So I really enjoy doing that show. We've been doing it now for a little over 22 years, and I hope we can continue.
Your latest album, just called Anderson, because when you've been around as long as Bill Anderson, you can just be one name now, but it's tremendous music. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I enjoyed working on this project. I worked with Peter Cooper, who's a dear friend and who helped me write my autobiography back in 2016. Peter helped produce this record along with a very talented musician and engineer here in town named Tom Utes. It was a fun project to work on, a little more acoustical oriented, I guess, than some of the other things I've done over the years. But it was a fun project to do. And yeah, we spent a lot of creative energy coming up with the name for that album.
And you're not taking any time off. You're playing the Opry this weekend.
Well, I love the Opry. Love the fact that they still let me go out there and get on the stage and try to entertain the people. And I still do 30, 35 tour dates a year, kind of at a pace where I can manage it. I'm not out there 200 days like I used to be, like these young people are. I'll let them do that. But I still enjoy going out and meeting the people and visiting with them. I don't know what I would do if I weren't doing that. I'm not the kind to sit around and twiddle my thumbs, and I still enjoy it. And as long as the good Lord grants me good enough health to continue to do it, then that's what I'm going to do.
Well, speaking of the Opry, one of my favorite moments in that Ken Burns series is you telling the story about the opening of the new Opry after the Ryman was closed, and what a terrific story that was.
Thank you. Well, that is etched very deeply in my mind, that particular night and the time that I went out front to watch the opening of it. I thought, I'll only have one chance in my lifetime to see this, and I want to see it. And I stood out there in the audience and had tears running down my face. And then all of a sudden, I remembered that the artists were going to be on in alphabetical order. My name starts with an A, so I better get backstage.
Now, we know you're a big baseball guy. Are you a Braves fan?
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, spent most of my growing up years around there, and I've gotten to know a lot of the people in the Braves organization over the years. And, yeah, I'm a big Braves fan, very much so, and excited. They've got a young, exciting team this year. They'll give you a heart attack about the eighth inning every night when they have to call on their bullpen. But it's fun to follow them, and I got a lot of good friends on the team and in the organization.
Well, Bill, we need to catch up more frequently than every 45 years or so. It's been wonderful to talk with you again. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Well, thank you, Rich. I really appreciate it. And, let's try to do it before another 45 years go by while we can still remember what we're trying to talk about.
The great Bill Anderson joining us here on Downtown. Ken Burns Country Music Series debuts on PBS 1 month from today.